You're listening to Illinois Edition. Now, a conversation with Springfield residents Randy and Cheryl Held. I caught up with them yesterday. Today, they head to Rio to see their 21-year-old son Ryan compete as a swimmer in the Olympics.
We're at the Prairie Heart Center, and we're in the Dove Conference Room. And the hospital decided to send us, or host a party, a send-off party, because we're leaving for Rio in the morning. Both of us are long-term employees here at the hospital. I've been here 31 years, and my wife has been here 36 years. So we've been around a lot, the hospital. We know a lot of people, and it's very nice that they're hosting this party for us.
And the party, obviously, in honor of your son, Ryan. Tell us a little bit about how he got interested in swimming, since that's obviously what he'll be there for.
Mostly we put him in swimming because he had no fear of the water, and we were around water a lot. And I just wanted to know that he could get to the side if I turned my head, that so I could get to him, and he would be fine. But he's, and also his brother, his older brother, started swimming in about sixth grade at the Y, and it was rather nice to have two boys. We have 6.5 years between our two boys, so there's not too many things you can take them to the same place, train at the same time, compete at the same time. You know, so that was, it was kind of an ease thing for me, and Ryan really loved it. He just wanted to do what his brother did, to be real honest. He would say, I just want to be good at what my brother's good at. So that was quite nice. And then he just loved the water. And it's always been fun for him. And he did other sports along the way, too. So it was never like a full-time thing until seventh grade. And then that's when he broke his leg playing soccer. And from that point on, he started to focus on swimming.
So it was a sports injury that maybe helped push him in this direction?
Yep. Yes. Because when he was doing rehab, it was water therapy. They put him in the pool to get his legs strong again. So it worked out well for him.
So does athleticism run in the family?
we all exercise, and I don't know. Kendall Ryan's older brother, he was a swimmer at SHG and also swam for Illinois Wesleyan all 4 years on their swim team. And my husband has done a couple Ironman triathlons. I like to exercise steadily just to be healthy. And because, you know, we're health professionals, we like to practice what we preach. Eat healthy food and exercise, because that's just what's good for you. Randy's family is kind of a big basketball family. And every season, we would have them choose whatever the sport of the season was, just to have something to do. So they did that. And come about sixth grade, he said, I really don't, for my winter sport, I really don't want to do basketball. And I was like, okay, honey, what do you choose? You know, you have to choose something, because you can't be a couch potato. You know, so just choose something. And he said, I think I want to swim. So I'm like, okay, then we'll sign you up at the Y. And he started on the swim team, and that's how our family literally got into swimming. And then, of course, his little brother wanted to do what his older brother did, and that's when the competitive swimming started.
And when did it become apparent that he was so specifically talented at this? And had the potential to go to the Olympics.
He when he was in high school, when he was a junior, senior high school, when he was a junior, he won the state title in Illinois high school swimming, which in an individual sport, in a single class sport, that's very hard to do. So to win a state title, that pretty much tells you that he's pretty good. And then when he went back his senior year and he set both state records that were held by some very, very good swimmers.
IHSA
swimming. It's like, okay, this kid has the potential. And then last summer when at U.S. Summer Nationals, he ended up swimming and had the 15th fastest time in the country and 10th fastest for the year. And his coach at NC State sent us a text message and said, with a little bit of work, he can make the team. And that's really when it started and kind of settled in that it's a possibility. because it's very hard to make the Olympic team. They only take 26 swimmers. And in individual events, you have to be first or second. But in two of the events, the 100-meter freestyle and the 200-meter freestyle, they'll take four to fill a relay. So that was the next goal, was to try and get on that relay. Because to finish first or second, that's really hard to do. I mean, you essentially have to be the best in the world to do that. The Americans are always favored to win a medal in each of the events. So to be first and a second in an individual event, that's pretty spectacular to do. And you finish third, so.
I saw that. Was it a tight race? What was the experience like being there?
It was amazing. There was lots of loud cheering and jumping. And, like, cheering and jumping. And you really couldn't tell. Nathan Adrian, you could tell he won, but between Ryan and Caleb Dressel, the fellow that out-touched Ryan by 0.03 of a second, you couldn't tell really by a naked eye who won. So then it was like cheering, complete silence, everybody looks up at the scoreboard, and then more cheering. But, you know, really, we were so thrilled to see Olympic rings next to our son's name. That, you know, it would have been really nice to get that second spot and have an individual event, but it was amazing to see Olympic rings next to his name. Totally.
And so, as you mentioned, you're getting ready to go to Rio de Janeiro tomorrow, right now.
Yes.
We're talking on a Thursday. What do you have to do to prepare? Obviously, Zika is everybody's major concern. And with swimmers, I think it's more so they're worried about pollution for those who are going to be out of the pool anyway. But any concerns as you get ready to head there yourselves?
I'm always concerned, but we've taken precautions. You pre-treat your clothing for mosquitoes. And do things like wear long sleeve clothing versus short sleeves, you know, wear socks kind of things, put on the off spray. Ryan, we did talk to him Tuesday. He said there's tons and tons of water in Gatorade, so getting bottled water or something to drink is not an issue. Security wise, he says there's security guards everywhere.
Does he have any swimmers that he's looked up to over the years? Obviously, Michael Phelps is kind of the household name. Any, I guess, Olympic swimmers that he'll be happy to just be in the company of?
Ryan Lochte, Nathan Adrian, yes. And he has posters of them in his room. And so now it's such a thrill that now he gets to actually compete with them on the same team. It's a dream come true.
Randy and Cheryl Held spoke with me yesterday at a send-off party. They head to Rio today to see their son Ryan Held compete as part of the USA swim team at the Olympics. The family is from Springfield. You're listening to Illinois Edition. I'm Rachel Otwell.